It's time now for Living Theology, a weekly program in which Dr. John B. McDonald seeks to equip and encourage you to become more like Jesus Christ, living with competence and joy. With today's episode, here's Dr. McDonald.
How can we experience genuine renewal in worship? And how do we recognize renewal when it happens? In a previous podcast, Idol Busters, we examined the early reign of Asa, a king of Judah. In that post, I presented the first two of three R's for rooting out idols: recognition and removal. The third R is for renewal. Asa's actions are recorded in 2 Chronicles 14 and 15. You may want to read those chapters to refresh your memory of the circumstances. As we walk through this healthy upheaval, we'll focus on Asa, but watch what other people do as well. As an individual, Asa is not only renewing his own heart to worship, but also influencing the people around him. Here are four of my observations and insights on Asa. You may have more. Point one, an attentive heart. Asa had an attentive heart. The prophet Azariah had a message for Asa from the Lord, 2 Chronicles 15, verses 1 to 8. Asa listened carefully and responded immediately to what God was saying through the prophet. God takes the initiative in moving us toward renewal. Our part is to respond obediently to God's initiative. Your response begins with an attentive heart. That's a heart that expects God to speak and is paying attention to Him. Are you listening? Primarily, we listen for God by reading the Holy Scriptures. The Spirit of God also speaks through others and through circumstances. Now, this takes discerning hearts and will not contradict the Bible and will not contradict the person and work of our Lord Jesus. So for us, we ought to be reading the Bible frequently, carefully, intelligently, with a heart that is listening for God. Point two is an obedient response. Asa responded quickly to God's message with courage. This trusting obedience pleases God. There was no need for Asa to search for the Lord's will or to drum up support. God had instructed him. It was now time to act. His first deed was to remove the detestable idols from the whole land, followed by repair of the altar of the Lord in the temple, 2 Chronicles 15, verse 8. We dealt with the removal of idols in that earlier podcast, Idol Busters. Let's now touch on his repair of the altar. The altar was a divine point of contact between God and Israel. During the time of idolatry, God's altar had become neglected and abused. Asa repaired the altar as the focal point of the nation's sacrifices and worship. In our era, as followers of Jesus, our focal point of worship is not a physical altar in a particular location. The focal point of our worship is a person, Jesus Christ, our Lord. The writer of Hebrews, in chapter 13, verses 15 to 16, writes, "Through Jesus, let us continually offer to God a sacrifice of praise, the fruit of lips that confess His name, and do not forget to do good and to share with others, for with such sacrifices, God is well pleased." What do you need to do to repair and renew this altar in your life? Point three, an attractive life. By attractive, I mean that Asa's life was like a magnet, attracting others who yearned to experience true worship. Asa's life became a catalyst for renewal in the lives of others. Here's what we read in 2 Chronicles 15, verse 9. "He assembled all Judah and Benjamin, and the people from Ephraim, Manasseh, and Simeon, who had settled among them, for large numbers had come over to him from Israel, when they saw the Lord his God was with him." Granted, Asa was the king, so he could command people to assemble in Jerusalem. But there were two reasons why the people came, and it was not about reluctant obedience to a regal order. First, the people came because of their own desire for renewal. This is confirmed by their ultimate responses. For instance, they sought God eagerly, and He was found by them. 2 Chronicles 15, verse 15. Asa's actions in response to the Lord touched a responsive chord in the hearts of the people. Second, people from the northern kingdom of Israel were defecting from their idolatrous nation. A great sacrifice, they were choosing to come to Jerusalem. Their reason? They saw that the Lord, Asa's God, was with him. 2 Chronicles 15, verse 9. Asa's life had become a living expression of renewed worship, and people were drawn to that living expression. How can your life express renewed worship and influence the hearts of others? Point 4. A generous heart. Asa's heart was fully committed to the Lord. He brought into the temple of God the silver and gold and the articles that he and his father had dedicated. 2 Chronicles 15, verses 17 and 18. I wondered, where had the silver and gold and the articles been during that period of idolatry? In the past, these treasures had been dedicated to the Lord. It seems they had been removed from the temple at some earlier time. Where had they been? Had they been dedicated to some idol? Were they lying in someone's treasury? We're not told, but clearly they were not being used in the service or worship of the one true God. Renewal and worship changes our use of our wealth, finances, and possessions. This reminded me of the first mention of worship in the New Testament, Matthew 2, verse 11. The Magi came to the house in which Jesus as a child resided. They saw the child with his mother Mary, and they bowed down and they worshiped him. Note what happens next. Then they opened their treasures and presented him with gifts of gold and of incense and of myrrh. What or who we worship determines what or who receives our treasures. If God has our heart, he will also have our bank account. What does the use of your assets say about your worship? So here are those 4 points we can learn from Asa about renewing worship in our lives: an attentive heart, an obedient response, an attractive life, and a generous heart. As I reflect on Asa's responses to the Lord in renewing worship, I'm convicted about things that need to be changed in my own life. What about you?
You've been listening to John B. MacDonald in Living Theology, a program designed to equip and encourage you to become more like Jesus Christ. Dr. MacDonald has an extensive online writing ministry. To learn more about John and his work, follow the links on the producer's page at hopestreamradio.com.